Welcome and Shabbat blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening over the phone, and also on later on the recording. Shabbat blessing, everyone, on this cloudy Sabbath. I hope everyone have a beautiful Sabbath in their neck of the woods. This is our lesson 310, entitled Controversy. This is our part 5 of our chapter 66 on this Sabbath, August 8, 2020. And we have the Tiny Tot song that either our dear brother or sister will be able to share together, the little ones. It's entitled One Door and Only One. It's taken from the Pilgrim Preacher's Choir Book, number 68.
One door. Only one, and yet its sides are two. Inside and outside, oh, which side are you? One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside, on which side are you? Now, all together.
One
door and only one, and yet its sides are two.
Inside and outside, on which side are you?
One door and only one, yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside, on which side are you?
Amen.
You took me for real there, didn't you? Uh-oh, here comes the story. Let's pop that up.
If anyone of our precious little ones would like to be able to open with prayers with the help of their mommies, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
What's the summing?
Go ahead, Jessica.
Jesus.
Amen.
Well, dear ones, this is the call to gather all the precious little ones, because this is our story time, and our dear brother Grace will be the one to narrate it.
All right. Got that phone call canceled. Got a phone call from who knows who about trying to sell something that I don't need. Okay, it's story time. And today we're going to talk about we are justified. Now, there's a word that'll stump some of you. We are made sinless or forgiven by Christ's blood. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. That's a tough one, isn't it? That's Romans 8, or 5, 8, and 9. Another version says, but God gives evidence of his love to us by Jesus dying for us while we were still sinners. Jesus can keep us from being punished for our sins if we repent. Christ has made reconciliation for sin. That means he brings us back together again. Did you ever get mad at somebody and then after a while you became friends again? That is reconciliation. So you probably done it, practiced it, but didn't know it. And has borne all its ignominy. Jesus carries, let me edit something here, I did it wrong. Carries all our shame and disgrace, that's ignominy, reproach or scolding, and punishment. And yet while bearing sin, he has brought in everlasting righteousness so that the believer is spotless or sinless before God. But there are many who claim to be children of God who are resting their hopes upon other dependencies. Some think that if they just don't do bad things. Jesus will take them to heaven. Rather than on the blood of Christ, we have to ask Jesus to help us be like him. When urged or asked to rest our faith wholly upon Christ as a complete Savior, many reveal the fact that they have faith in something that they think they can do. Oh, I can be good all by myself. No, you can't. They say, I have a great deal to do before I can be fit to come to Christ. Or I'm not good enough to come to him yet. But that's also wrong. Another says, when I have done to the uttermost, or all that I can do, then the Lord Jesus will come and help me. They imagine or think that they have a great deal or lots to do themselves to save their own souls, and that Jesus will come in and piece out that part that's lacking, or do the part that we haven't done, and give the finishing stroke or touch to their salvation. These poor souls will not be strong in God until they accept Christ as a complete Savior. We need Jesus to help us with the little temptations and the big temptations. They can add nothing to their salvation. We can't save ourselves. The Israelites were required to sprinkle or paint the doorposts or the frame of the door with the blood of a slain or dead lamb, in order that when the angel of death passed through the land, they might escape destruction. But if instead of doing this simple act of faith and obedience, they had barricaded or blocked the door and taken every precaution, like locking the door and closing the windows and pulling the curtains to keep the destroying angel out, their pains or efforts would have been in vain. They wouldn't have done, that wouldn't have done them any good. When the blood was seen upon the doorpost or the doorframe, it was enough. The salvation of the house was assured or promised. So it is in the work of salvation. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanseth or cleanses from all sin. Through the merits, let's say the reward of his blood, we may overcome every spiritual foe or enemy and remedy every defect of character. That's Sons and Daughters of God, page 227. And our verse again in the simplified version. But God gives evidence of his love to us by Jesus laying down his life while we were yet sinners. Thank you for listening. I will collapse this and give the microphone back to Rose.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening over the phone, we will have our opening hymn to our dear remnant family studies entitled Give Me the Bible. And if any one of the dear remnant family would like to join in the singing, you may unmute your mic to do so. Give me the Bible, stars of gladness gleaming, to share the wonder, lone and tempest tossed. No storm can hide the radiance before gleaming. Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combine. Till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Give me the Bible, sing with me. When my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear, give me the precious words by Jesus spoken. Hold up faith's lamp to show my Savior near. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining. Till night shall vanish in eternal day. Amen. Give me the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of these realms below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precepts and promise, law and love combining. Till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Give me the Bible, lamp of life immortal. Hold up that splendor by the open grave. Show me the light from heaven's shining portal. Show me the glory gliding Jordan's wave. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining. Till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Remnant family. If any one of the little ones, or mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Everybody has a good day today and a good day tomorrow. Peace and goodbye, sis, and next to each other, Gracious, and Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
I got a friend in the highest.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 34 from the King James Version, and it reads, "And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that does ask him any question." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with part 5 of our lesson entitled Controversy in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the Dear Remnant family would like to take one of the verses. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
And Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? Mark 12:35. For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. Mark 12:36. David therefore himself calleth him Lord. And whence is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly. Mark 12:37.
And he said unto them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplace.
Matthew 15:22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Matthew 21:9. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Remnant family. So today we will cover pages 608. Through 609. Welcome to all the dear remnant that are just coming in. We are in Desire of Ages, page 608. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 608. The wisdom of Christ's answer had convicted the scribe. He knew that the Jewish religion consisted in outward ceremonies rather than inward piety. He had some sense of the worthlessness of mere ceremonial offerings and the faithless shedding of blood for expiation of sin. Love and obedience to God and unselfish regard for man appeared to him of more value than all these rites. The readiness of this man to acknowledge the correctness of Christ's reasoning, and on the top left slide, it says, James 3:17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And wisdom from above. And in the second middle slide says, if you love me, keep my commandments, John 14:15. Next slide, please.
Continuing, and his decided and prompt response before the people manifested a spirit completely different from that of the priests and rulers. The heart of Jesus went out in pity to honest scribe who had dared to face the frowns of the priests and threats of the rulers to speak the conviction of his heart. And Jesus saw that he answered discreetly. He said unto them, thou art not far from the kingdom of God.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. Did the wisdom of Christ answer convict the scribe? Also, what appeared to him to be more value than all these Jewish rites? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so.
The answer is yes. The scribe was convicted by Christ's wisdom. He knew that the Jewish religion consisted in outward ceremonies rather than inward piety, and he knew that love and obedience to God and unselfish regard for man were of more value than all these rites. Amen.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of James, chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Question, dear remnant family, to who did the heart of Jesus go out in pity? Also, what did Jesus say when he saw the scribe answer discreetly? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
Jesus. Heart. Speak up, I can't hear you.
Heart.
Went. Out.
Out.
In.
In.
Pity. Get me to get louder.
For
the honest
scribe
who
had
dared to
face
the frowns of the
priest
and the threat of the rulers to speak the convictions of his heart. He said good unto him,
thou
art
not
far
from
the
kingdom
of God.
God.
Good job, dear man.
Amen. Let's learn a second scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33 from the King James Version. For seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are in the Sigh of Ages, page 608. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 608. The scribe was near to the kingdom of God, in that he recognized deeds of righteousness as more acceptable to God than burnt offerings and sacrifices. But he needed to recognize the divine character of Christ, and through faith in him receive power to do the works of righteousness. The ritual service was of no value, unless connected with Christ by living faith. Even the moral law fails of its purpose unless it is understood in its relation to the Savior. And continuing on the next slide. Christ had repeatedly shown that his Father's law contained something deeper than mere authoritative commands. In the law is embodied the same principle that is revealed in the gospel. The law points out man's duty and shows him his guilt. To Christ, he must look for pardon and for power to do what the law enjoins. Desire of Ages, page 608, paragraph 2.
Amen. Amen. Question, dear boys and girls, why was the scribe considered to be nearer to the kingdom of God? Also, what did he need to recognize and receive through the faith in Christ? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer was, the scribe was near to the kingdom of God because he recognized that deeds of righteousness are more acceptable to God than burnt offerings and sacrifices, but he needed to recognize the divine character of Christ and through faith in him receive power to do the works of righteousness.
Amen. So let's learn our third scripture psalm together, dear ones, taken from the book of Jeremiah. And may you give me a few minutes to be able to set up the music for everyone. This beautiful scripture song is taken from Scripture Song Singers in the section of character building. And let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in Desire Ages, page 608. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 608. The Pharisees had gathered close by Jesus as he answered the question of the scribes. Now turning, he put a question to them. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? This question was designed to test their belief concerning the Messiah, to show whether they regard him simply as a man or as the Son of God. I'm sorry. Next slide, please. The chorus of voices answered, the Son of David. This was the title which prophecy had given to the Messiah. When Jesus revealed his divinity by his mighty miracles, when he healed the sick and raised the dead, the people had inquired among themselves, is not this the Son of David? Syrophoenician woman, blind Bartimaeus, and many others had cried to him for help. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. Matthew chapter 15, verse 22. Next slide, please.
While riding into Jerusalem, he had been hailed with the joyful shout, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 21, verse 9. And the little children in the temple had that day echoed the glad ascription. Many who called Jesus the Son of David did not recognize his divinity. They did not understand that the Son of David was also the Son of God. Desire of Ages, page 608, paragraph 3.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, dear Remnant family, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. Why did Christ ask them, the Pharisees, the following question? What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Also, who answered his question and why? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, may you unmute your mic.
This question was designed to test the belief concerning the Messiah to show whether they regarded him simply as a man or as the Son of God. A chorus of voices answered the Son of David. This was the title of the Pharisees had given the Messiah.
Oh, that's
the prophecies. Messiah.
So let us yet learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah and also Luke. Isaiah 9:6 in Luke chapter 1, verse 32 to 33 in the King James Version.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Isaiah 9:6, Luke 1:32-33.
Amen. This beautiful scripture song is taken also from scripture songs in the section Pillars of Faith. Question, dear Remnant family, why did the people inquire among themselves, is not this the Son of David? Also, did many who call Jesus the Son of David recognize his divinity? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
The answer is they believed when Jesus revealed his divinity by his mighty miracles, when he healed the sick and raised the dead, and no, they did not understand that the Son of David was also the Son of God. Desire of Ages, page 609. In reply to the statement that Christ was the Son of David, Jesus said, how then do David in spirit, the spirit of inspiration from God, call him Lord, saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then called him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Desire of Ages, page 609, paragraph 1. Oh, and on the middle side, on the right, is Psalm 110:1, a psalm of David. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. Question, dear Remnant family. By what spirit did Jesus say David in spirit had called him Lord? Also, Did any answer Jesus' question, if David then calls him Lord, how is he his son? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so.
The answer is, it was the spirit of inspiration from God, and no man was able to answer him a word. Neither durst any man from that day for ask him any more questions.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Anna Maria. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13, from the King James Version.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, that ye may abound in hope. Romans 15:13, by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. The scripture song is also taken from scripture songs singers at the section of peaceful rest. Well, dear one, we have come to the ending of our second part of our family study. We will be reviewing part one in our lessons of controversy part five next Sabbath. If you have any question, comment, poems, or anything you would like to share with the Remnant family, you can either send it before or you can hold it until we meet again. And that will be either Thursday or Friday as the latest. If any one of the dear Remnant family would love to have the closing prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. If we can all bow our heads and our hearts and our knees, if possible, as we come boldly before the throne of grace. Righteous and heavenly Father, as we all gather, lifting up our hearts, Father Jesus, through our Savior Jesus Christ, we are so thankful that you gave us an opportunity to all be here on this blessed Sabbath day. May you be with each household, each family, with your children, Father Jesus. May they also have a little time that they may sit as a family to be able to discuss all that has been shared. For we are living in a time where we must be planted firm on the truths that we proclaim. Righteous and Heavenly Father, remember all the dear family that may be ill or may be having difficulties, Father. We pray that we will be there for one another as much as we can, possible, and also continue praying for them, Father Jesus. We thank you for this beautiful time, dear Lord. Forgive us for our sins and iniquity. We are so privileged to have our Savior and the blood that he has shed to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us to remember these things and let it be very much deep rooted in our hearts that we may be able to walk circumspect, Father Jesus. May you grant us power from on high to put it into practical use. Be with each and every one of us and also the speakers that will be speaking. Be with Elder Rob, Father Jesus. Help us to be attentive and listen, Father. For these are precious times that we are living. We need every grain and seed that we may obtain now in time of peace. Help us, dear Lord, that we may be able to take advantage of the time. Be with each and every one of us. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue our part two review of chapter 66 entitled Controversy Part 5, and that will be held on August 15, 2020. Hope and pray everyone were blessed. May you have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath. Leaving you Colossians 1:9 from the King James Version. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. God bless each and every one of you. May you have a blessed rest.